Chapter 69.2. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie. On August 1, Yan Yunshu officially ascended the throne. The Emperor, now the Grand Emperor, donned even more luxurious and solemn attire. With his hands clasped and an expression of anger on his face, he demanded, "Where is the Empress?" All the palace attendants and female officials in Channing Palace knelt trembling with fear. In the entire Imperial Palace, the Grand Emperor now wielded the greatest power. They feared him far more than the new empress. Reporting to the Grand Emperor, we don't know. Useless. The Grand Emperor flung his sleeve angrily and turned away. He took a few deep breaths to suppress his emotions before coldly ordering, drag them all out and give each of them 20 lashes. As for where Yan Yunshu had gone, in the late empress's mausoleum, the massive stone door creaked open, allowing sunlight to pour in. After only a month there, Yan Yuntong had already become emaciated, her complexion pale as paper. "Yan Yunshu, what are you doing here?" Yan Yuntong raised a hand to shield herself from the blinding sunlight. Then her gaze fell on the imperial robes Yan Yunshu was wearing. With a faint smile, Yan Yuntong shifted her lying position and said mockingly, "Oh, so you've ascended the throne?" Yan Yunshu walked towards Yan Yuntong, her face devoid of any emotion. "Do you think I've come to mock you?" she asked coldly. Yan Yuntong sneered, "Isn't that exactly why you're here? I never thought you'd be the one to win in the end." Yan Yunshu gestured, and the female attendant behind her stepped forward, holding a length of white silk. The mocking smile on Yan Yuntong's face instantly froze, and her expression changed drastically. "What are you planning to do?" "What am I planning to do?" "Yan Yuntong, have you completely forgotten the things you've done?" Yan Yunshu took the white silk from the female attendant's hands and began walking slowly toward Yan Yuntong. Yan Yuntong stepped back instinctively, but she was already backed against the wall. There was nowhere left to retreat. "Oh, I see now. It's about that man from the Wang family, isn't it? What was his name?" "Wang Nisheng. I never thought you'd turn out to be such a hopeless romantic." Two female attendants seized Yan Yuntong and pinned her down. Yan Yunshu approached step by step, wrapping the white silk around Yan Yuntong's neck, gripping each end tightly in her hands, and pulling it taut. Yan Yuntong clawed desperately at the tightening silk, her legs kicking violently, but with the two attendants holding her down, it was futile. "You're right, I am a hopeless romantic," Yan Yunshu snarled, her face twisted with fury. Yan Yuntong's struggles gradually ceased, her face turned blue, and life left her body. Yan Yunshu let the white silk fall to the ground and walked out of the mausoleum. "Tomorrow, spread the word in the capital. The fourth princess, while guarding the imperial mausoleum, succumbed to grief over the death of her mother, passing away in sorrow." The late empress had been laid to rest, and the new empress had ascended the throne. Gradually, peace returned, the mourning attire in the capital was removed, and people were once again allowed to wear brightly colored clothing and adorn themselves with festive jewelry. Meanwhile, the court officials grew more active. With the new empress on the throne, her administration was still forming and inherently unstable. Everyone was eager to win her favor and secure their positions. At the same time, they were testing her, probing to see what kind of ruler she would be and whether the strategies they had used against the late empress would still work. The dynamic between sovereign and ministers has always been a tug of war. Either the empress suppresses the court, or the court suppresses the empress. A strong empress ensures compliant ministers, while a weak empress invites exploitation. Two dominant voices began to rise in the court, one urging the empress to select consorts and appoint an emperor, and the other targeting the Xu family and Xu Ting for criticism and attack. The former was seen as inevitable. Yan Yunshu's original fiancé had been Wang Nisheng, but he was now dead. Whoever's son married Yan Yunshu would be elevated to the pinnacle of power overnight. Even without securing the title of emperor, entering the palace as a consort would suffice. Who knew? With enough favor, they might rise to higher status in the future. As for the attacks on Xu Ting, they began cautiously, with only a few obscure officials testing the waters. They were gauging the empress's intentions. The queen of Zhenbian and Xu Ting had been viewed with suspicion even during the late empress's reign. Now that Xu Ting had achieved great merit in aiding Yan Yunshu's rise, the Xu family's influence had only grown stronger. After all, as the saying goes, how can the empress tolerate others sleeping soundly beside her throne? In their analysis, Xu Ting's support had been instrumental in helping Yan Yunshu ascend to the throne. No matter how much fear or dissatisfaction Yan Yanshu might harbor, she couldn't openly express it. On the contrary, she would need to reward Xu Ting for her contributions. But the court officials believed they could offer the Empress a blade to wield. If they could please the Empress, wouldn't their own careers soar? With the Grand Emperor's tacit approval, such voices grew louder in court. Some officials even went as far as openly confronting Xu Ting, glaring at her with contempt and behaving with brazen audacity. Indeed, the Grand Emperor shared this sentiment. The power wielded by the Queen of Zhenbian and Xu Ting was simply too great. The Grand Emperor had no desire for Yan Yanshu to have such a strong-willed subordinate. Moreover, Xu Ting knew too much. She had been privy to everything during the struggle for the throne, including the late Empress's original choice of successor, the fourth princess, and the evidence of the Grand Emperor's poisoning of the late Empress. From a pragmatic perspective, the Grand Emperor had no intention of letting her stay alive. The late Empress's trusted female official, who had served her closely, was arranged to die shortly after Yan Yanshu's ascension, under the orders of the Grand Emperor. Officially, it was said that the female official was so loyal to the late Empress that her grief over her passing led to illness, and she followed her in death. In return, the Grand Emperor promised to take care of the female official's family, leaving him no choice but to comply. The Grand Emperor repeatedly hinted to Yan Yanshu that Xu Ting should be suppressed. Finally, during one such conversation, Yan Yanshu's patience snapped. With a loud clatter, she slammed her teacup heavily onto the table. "Enough, father, I don't like hearing such things. Xu Ting is one of my most trusted ministers, crucial for securing the empire and stabilizing the nation. Don't let the nonsense from others sway you. If you have free time, why not enjoy the flowers, play some chess, or spend time with grandfather? Since mother has passed, he has become much more frail. And if you're still bored, you could help me select consorts to fill the palace." With that, Yan Yanshu stood up. "Father, there are still many matters in court that need my attention. I'll take my leave." The Grand Emperor was left speechless after being rebuked so bluntly. He watched Yan Yanshu leave, a sense of bewilderment washing over him. Since when his youngest daughter has grown so tall, so commanding? A sudden chill ran through him. For the first time, the Grand Emperor realized that his attempt to control and manipulate Yan Yanshu had stemmed from the fact that she was his daughter. But she was the Empress now, a position that could not be trifled with. Staring blankly at Yan Yanshu's retreating figure, the Grand Emperor was lost in thought.